Welcome everyone to another episode of Fulton County Thrivecast. We're exploring the dynamic landscape of Fulton County, Ohio's economic development initiatives. We'll uncover the driving forces behind the economic growth, featuring interviews with key leaders, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who are shaping the future of Fulton County, Ohio. Businesses don't only operate in Fulton County, Ohio, they are thriving.
Welcome back to Thrivecast. I am Kelly Cove, and today I am joined by Julie Brink from the Fulton County Visitors Bureau. Julie, welcome, and can you please introduce yourself?
Well, I've been with the Fulton County Visitors Bureau now for 7 years. I love it. I love the people I work with. I am housed in the Museum of Fulton County and Welcome Center, and it's just a wonderful place to work. And I really love what I do because I love promoting Fulton County.
Yes, we have worked together before, so I can attest to that. You definitely are a huge cheerleader for Fulton County and for the businesses within Fulton County. Can you tell us a little bit about the Visitors Bureau, how it started? How is it funded? What's the connection?
It actually started about 9 years ago when they formed a board, and they did all the preliminary work, putting it all together. We are funded by the bed tax collected through the hotels in Fulton County. And so we get a check every 4 months. And this all goes towards promoting the businesses and attractions in Fulton County.
So that bed tax, that's what you see when you're booking your hotel and you have your state tax, and then there's another tax that's on the bottom of it. And that's it. Do you know what the percentage is?
3%.
3%. Okay.
So that's not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Not compared to when you go to a lot of other places.
For sure. And does the bed tax only go then to the Visitors Bureau, or is it spread out?
It also goes to the township.
Okay.
And don't ask me what township that it goes to, but it does also go to the percentage goes to the township.
Okay. So you and I, like I had mentioned, we had worked together before, and there was some new branding that we had did a few years ago. We had done some new branding, a new website, a new mobile site. Can you tell us, can you share that campaign with us? Tell us how that went, how it's going.
So when we first started the Visitors Bureau, we kind of did On the Trails in Fulton mm-hmm. County, because the Fulton County is 26 miles long. And I had to figure out, how are we going to connect the dots from town to town to town, because our 7 towns. And it just made sense to On the Trails, because all of the towns in Fulton County have history. They all had a sweet shop. They all had, you know, so it was a sweet tooth trail, mm-hmm. the history trail, the shopping trail. And then the board felt that we needed something more contemporary. And that's when we contracted a communique out of Toledo, and they helped us with our new branding, which is Fulton County, the place to find your pace. And then we do Find Your Full in Fulton County. It's mm-hmm. kind of duo there.
Yep.
So we have Playful and Shopful and Tasteful and those types of things, yes.
Yeah, that was really fun to work on, and highlighting the different businesses was so fun as well. And I know, even just from when you and I started working a few years ago together, the amount of development that's happened just in the last couple of years. I know we have some new wineries, there's new restaurants, there's so much that's been going on. Is there anything that you want to highlight and tell people about that's coming up? Or?
Well, before we go there, what I'd really like to talk about too is the fact that the businesses that we promote, it does not cost them anything. Mm-hmm. This is purely out of the Fulton County Visitors Bureau budget. And so that is a good thing. And also, I lost my train of thought. But yes, we have grown, and it has been so much fun to promote the wineries and the breweries. And the Bracey Gold Bison Ranch is one of my favorites. You're going to have to take your kids when they get a little bit older, Kelly. That has been a real attraction. But, you know, like I said earlier, Fulton County is 26 miles wide. And when we first started the Visitors Bureau, the motive or the priority was to try to bring people in from outside of the county into the county. But we quickly learned that a lot of the people in the county itself didn't even know, the east side didn't know what the west side had offered, and the same way the other way around. So our priority then was, let's, you know, educate and make our residents aware of what we have here, and then they can become ambassadors And when their family and friends come to Fulton County, they don't have to ship off to Toledo or Fort Wayne. We have a lot to offer right here. So that has been a major focus in the last couple of years, is educating Fulton County residents as to what we offer in Fulton County.
Yeah, and we're lucky that here in Fulton County, we do have 8090, the turnpike that runs east and west, comes right through here. So we're bringing in interstate traffic constantly. So there's so much opportunity there to grab people and show them what we have here in Fulton County. And I know right now with the turnpike, there is an exit that's shut down. And so that's kind of affecting businesses over there. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Originally, when we first opened 7 years ago, physically opened that building, which we are located right across from the fairgrounds on 108, we didn't have that much traffic coming off the turnpike into the Visitors Bureau. We do a lot of advertising on the turnpike with our brochures and a couple other things. And so we were really starting to notice a big uptick of people stopping at our Visitors Bureau off the turnpike to use the restroom, to get maps, get information. And they were always very, very impressed. As you know, that building is a beautiful, yes, beautiful building, and it's incredibly clean. Mm-hmm. So people really enjoyed it. Well, a few weeks ago, that exit 34 is now closed because they are doing new construction on it. Of course, a lot of people know there's a new format on the turnpike to where, you know, we aren't going to be collecting tolls at exit 34. So unfortunately, you know, we have 3, soon to be 4 motels right there at the exit, the Blue Ribbon restaurant.
Yes.
And none of us knew that this was going to happen. They had no warning at all. So I just want to encourage you, because I know the Blue Ribbon restaurant during the summer, 50% of their business came off at the turnpike.
Sure. Yes.
So I just want to encourage everybody to please go out there and eat at the Blue Ribbon restaurant too, you know, and try to help support them through this difficult time.
Yeah, and even though that one exit is shut down, there still is exits on both sides of it that
right.
can kind of that can get you around there and still get you to those businesses.
And it's exit 39 and exit 25, Archbold and Delta. And then, of course, Swanton has theirs.
Right.
That's not technically in Fulton County. But face it, Fulton County is very easy to get around
Absolutely.
To with our square miles.
Yes.
You
yep.
can't get lost in
no.
Fulton County.
Definitely
so
not.
It's very easy to get to wherever you want to go, even if you have to go a little bit out of your way to get off at another exit.
Yes, and you had talked about the building that's right there off of 108. And also in that building is the Museum of Fulton County, which is so cool. So, you know, there's a working relationship there with the museum. Can you talk a little bit about the museum, the different things that they have going on?
The museum is a very, very unique presentation of county history. Mm-hmm. People are just amazed when they walk in there. They're not expecting to see what they see, because it is very, very unique, very professionally done. Right now they have 2 exhibits that are special. Well, they've got lots of exhibits, but the temporary exhibit is Meet Me at the Fair, the Fulton County Fair. It's the history of the Fulton County Fair, and it will go down in September. It will be no more. So if you haven't seen it, get out there and see that. It's very well done. And then the newest exhibit is All Aboard. It's all about, you know, the Fulton County trains and the depots, and that has been so popular. We have seen a lot of people come to the museum for the very, very first time just because of that exhibit.
Yeah, the museum is awesome. It was so beyond my expectations, and the different exhibits that I've been able to see, it like you said, I mean, it's so professionally done. I mean, they just knock it out of the park consistently.
And this, you know, they have John Swearingen as the director, and he was the brain behind this design. But they also have the most dedicated group of volunteers I have ever seen. They just put their heart and soul in it, and it shows.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. It's such a cool place. Definitely encourage everybody to go out and check that out over there. What are some things that we have coming up that you'd like to talk about, you'd like to share?
Of course, Sauter Village, as mm-hmm. you know, they offer attractions and events almost every weekend, whether this weekend it's tractors. They've got their big party on the 1920s Main Street coming up real soon. The fairgrounds is a very, very busy place all summer long. We have the National Threshers Convention, a reunion coming up next week. And in July, we have the antique motorcycle races and swap meet. That's a big event. We have the Crosley Car Show coming. We also have the Midwest Geo Bash, which is crazy fun. So we have all those events happening. And then this is a big festival time. Right now, the Wasion Homecoming is happening. We have the Chicken Festival. Mm-hmm. The Delta Chicken Festival coming up in July. The Swanton Corn Festival coming in the 1st of August. So this is a very, very big festival time of year as well.
If people have something coming up within Fulton County, can they contact you to try to promote that? Or is there a calendar that they can get their events on?
I want them to. I beg them to. I put all the information I can on our website, on our calendar, and on our news flash, as well as I try to share their information anywhere I can.
So what is that contact information? What's your website? Where should they get a hold of you?
Probably the best way to get a hold of me is my email.
Okay.
So it's juliebrink@fultoncountyoh.com. You know, that way they can attach, you know, a flyer or whatever they want, you know, to give me the information, and then I will share it.
Great. And all these festivals that are coming up, if we direct people towards the Fulton County Visitors Bureau website, are people able to then access information as far as what hotel can I stay at? Where's there restaurants around there? Is that a good place to direct people to?
Yes, okay. We have categories for all those things. And so restful, mm-hmm. tasteful, yes. yep. all those types of things. Yes, that's all on our website.
And that website is?
Is visitfultoncounty.com.
Visitfultoncounty.com. Okay, that's an easy one to remember. And so if we have family that's coming in town for the fair or for Threshers, we can send them to that website, whatever they need as far as booking a hotel or, you know, even finding different places to go shopping or different activities. That's the place to find
right.
everything right mm-hmm. there.
I update it daily.
Wow.
I do. I mean, that's there's great. A lot of things that change. And so, yes, I'm on that website daily.
Awesome.
I also want to say some of the ways that we do promote the county.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have over the years used, well, WMTR. Widespread brochure distribution. Not only are we in motels and restaurants in their rack cards, but we are also in every plaza on the Turnpike. We are in a couple plazas on I-75. We do paper ads in regional, local, and statewide publications. And every once in a while, I'll do a national publication as well. Mm-hmm. We do billboards. So we do promote our businesses in a very diverse and widespread way.
I've seen too, and I've been on, you know, whether it's a news website or something, I've seen it come up on a banner across my phone.
Right. So we are doing digital advertising, yes. And some, not very many TV commercials, mm-hmm. but mostly we're investing into the digital advertising right now.
Yeah, I know it's, I've seen it come across my phone. And is that something that is free to businesses as well that utilize the Visitors Bureau if you're promoting something?
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
We don't charge any of our businesses or attracted anything ever at this point in time. Mm-hmm. We can do that. So, you know, maybe there'll be a day that we have to, but right now, no.
So if there's something that someone wants to get out there and they even need a hand with something like promoting it, they can get in contact with you and you'll help them in those.
And depending
avenues.
On what it is, mm-hmm. you know, we have to be careful
sure.
also. But one thing that we have started in the last 3 years, and I love it, is sponsoring some of the festivals that we do have. They can apply for sponsorship money, and we do just about all the festivals, sponsor them in one way or another, and that's been lots of fun.
The Visitors Bureau does some
yes.
sponsoring.
Yes.
Wow. So you're set up then at the different festivals and
I'm not set up there.
Oh.
They submit an application
okay.
for sponsorship funds.
Okay.
So it's funding to help grow their festivals or just help with whatever expenses that they have. Because, you know, all these festivals are generally free to the public. Mm-hmm. And we want to help with whatever needs to be help with at that time. So, you know, some events that are you have to pay admission, we will help with it. But it just depends on what it is, and it's usually nonprofit.
And that's just get in touch with you, and you can kind of guide people through
mm-hmm.
that process as
yes,
well.
Yes, we have a committee that looks at these sponsorship applications mm-hmm. and decide. You know, we have a range, and decide what they would get and so it's just not me. Just not me making these decisions.
Well, you know, with Fulton County Economic Development Corporation, obviously the economy of Fulton County, tourism is a big part of that. So there's a connection there, and obviously FCEDC wants to see businesses thrive within Fulton County, and the tourism aspect, we want to see that thrive. So being able to promote the Visitors Bureau and direct people towards you, towards the website, is a great opportunity for us as well. There's a very great relationship there, a very mutually beneficial relationship there.
Right, and as people learn what Fulton County has to offer and the businesses that we have, they might be more likely to move here and work here. So I'm hoping that it
sure
contributes to the workforce development.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we talk about that all the time. I mean, I myself moved from the Detroit area, did not realize what was here, didn't even know, you know, kind of the different way of life. Like you said, Fulton County, the place to find your pace. You know, it's that nice kind of relaxing, peaceful, but then there's also so many different places for jobs and entertainment, and it's a great place to, you know, we make fun of the live, work, and play is kind of used
everywhere,
all the time.
Everywhere,
but
yes.
It really is true, and it's a great place to visit. There's so much to do. We appreciate all the work that you do to promote everything that's going on and keep people up to date. And it's going to be a great summer full of festivals and get-togethers and different places to go visit. And it's going to be a great fall. Fall is always fun in Fulton County. So we appreciate very much you coming in. And
talking about
else?
Fall, yeah. Kelly, I just want to say,
sure.
You know, we've got some great walking paths.
Yes.
And hiking paths.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Wabash Cannonball Trail.
Yes.
We have Gaul Woods. Indian hills.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, we might not have waterfalls, but we've got some great trails, great parks.
Yes.
Wonderful parks.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
Something, and you're not supposed to say something for everyone, but we truly do have something
it's
for
true.
Everyone.
It's true. And when you talk about fall and the trails, the beautiful fall colors that you can see, oh my gosh, breathtaking. So many great places to take pictures, even take family pictures. There's awesome places. And the trails are great every time of year, but those beautiful fall colors, oh my gosh,
my
beautiful
favorite.
Is there a place to find those, the trails and stuff? Can you find that on
our website?
As well? Awesome.
Yep.
Great. So let's do the website again and any social media that you want to share.
Okay, visit fultoncounty.com. My email address, if you want to contact Julie Brink at fultoncountyoh.com. Mm-hmm. And then we are the Visitor Bureau on Facebook.
Great. Awesome. Well, Julie, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to find out anything else about Fulton County, things that are going on within the tourism, visit fultoncounty.com and Julie Brink at fultoncountyoh.com to contact Julie. Julie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kelly. Thank you.
Great to talk to you.